Well, it sounds very good.
That's good. Yeah, it's only on. I can't remember what antenna I'm on. Actually, on a I built a dipole that I for 2 meters. I just put on the side of the porch or the deck roof and use that for skywarn, so I don't have to use an antenna that's out in the on top of the roof or something. So a little bit less apt for static or for lightning in the area.
Yeah, I hear you there. I definitely hear you there. Yeah, I use a mobile antenna inverted onto the heating ventilation duct. That's what I've been using for Skywarn. I can tell it's a compromised antenna because it's definitely not a full quieting antenna, and the audio quality coming in is not the best. So I can imagine it's probably not the best going out.
Yeah, well, what's real nice about this one here is it's just a dipole. And 2 meter dipole is pretty short. It's run vertical, and I just run little power in it. I'm only like probably as a crow flies probably about 3 miles from the receive site, so I don't have to put a lot of power into it there. I also checked out the 220 radio today too, and that's working too. So I got into the 220 repeater, and that works. So I got two radios that's working out over on this section of the room anyway. I had a eye appointment this morning. I've been having problems. So I had real cloudy and floaters and everything else over the weekend. Went into the eye doctor today, and they looked at it I actually had laser surgery on this morning, so I got to go back tomorrow and have it checked out. But boy, it made a big difference.
Yeah, I was surprised. I've heard that they've done laser surgery to clear up cloudiness before, and they're actually talking about it at church on Sunday. One of the gals is going to have cataracts done. They're going to do both eyes. And they're supposed to do it tomorrow, but they canceled the surgery. Or rescheduled the surgery, I should say. Didn't cancel it, reschedule it.
Yeah, the problem I had is they did cataract surgery on the eye, on the right eye. I looked at it 4.5 years ago, and that's when it was having problems. So we just zapped it. Real funny, laser surgery, get in there. I was in there for the total of probably 3 minutes, and that was it. And walked out, and actually was better then. Actually, the floater I had was better too. So hopefully that will. He said it'll be a lot better tomorrow. So than what it is today. It's pretty good today. So everything's hopefully back to normal.
That is wonderful. That is wonderful. How technology has come so far. I can remember when Grandpa and Grandma used to get theirs done, they used to have to go down to Henry Ford to get it done, and it was a drawn-out several-day ordeal, and now it's done as outpatient, which is wonderful.
Yeah, a little funny, the first time for me for that, I went into this morning, I figured, well, he looked at it, and I was in with him probably about 15, 20 minutes. He looked it all over, and he says, we could do laser surgery on it. And he looked at me, yeah, it sounds okay. When can we get it? He says, well, right now. So basically turned around, got up, went into the room, boom, boom, and we were out. So that was good, yeah. Yeah, we're trying to clean things up here. I got, I picked the rest of the stuff up from Vern Toll's wife Friday, me and Mike went over, so hopefully we'll get a little nicer weather tomorrow. And there's two boxes or a couple boxes with just cables and junk in it, so I'm going to go through it and see what I believe is usable in that. The rest of it we'll probably just throw away, but there's still got a tuner, got the MFJ 3 kilowatt tuner there. I got the MFJ super loop antenna. There's the things, the keyer there. There's another swerve bridge. There's a antenna analyzer.
they say there's a key here and stuff. There's a few more things, so what I'm planning on doing, I'll look, I'll try and get through it today or tomorrow, probably tomorrow. I got work in the garage, right? I have to work in the garage because it's supposed to be rainy, but I'll work on that and probably get some list of what I think we should list it for at the swap up in Cadillac and what we should be a minimum for on it. And my thought is send a list around to the club, see if anybody is interested in it before we take it up to Cadillac. KCVOA, WADW.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, hopefully we find some interest within the club. If not, I know that there was a table rented up there already in Cadillac.
I guess we've got two tables for up the Cadillac, so I know that Ron's got some stuff that he's going to put on it. I'm looking around my shack, see if there's stuff that I want to take up. I'll be up at Cadillac for the swap. We're camping up there, so we'll be up there probably on the Thursday before the swap and come home after the swap. Probably come home Sunday after the swap and do that. But yeah, I got a few things here that I definitely don't need and probably be on the table too. And I think probably donate some of it to the club, just let them have the money for it, because it's not worth a whole lot.